Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! It's my show!
Stuff with Shannon. La la la.
I kind of feel like maybe it's a bad message to tell kids, don't go to college, but come on.
I think the life lessons in college are more useful than the actual education.
See, I did live in a dorm when I was in high school. I went to debate camp.
It's kind of my parenting mantra. Leave me alone.
It's probably a good thing I will not be having any kids. I would have the most wreck of a child ever if I was to give birth to a spawn. So I'm not going to do that. You're welcome. It is officially summer vacation.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah.
It's the best time of the year outside of Easter and Christmas.
Not having to get up and get the kids ready for school and all that stuff.
Oh, man. The summer is really the best. And I always thought that I would be one of those parents who loved the school year and, you know, the kids are gone and you have the day free and you can do all of the things and it's miserable. I hate the school year.
I don't blame you.
It's just too much. There's something, you know, you go to school every day, you have an activity after school every day, you have homework, they have to be here, they have to go to practice twice a week. It's just, it's exhausting.
And do your kids at least sleep in a little bit during the summer?
Yeah, for the most part. But I also let them stay up late during the summer too.
Oh, that's smart.
It's summer. I'm all about summer being summer.
Can they fend for themselves if they get up before you do?
Mm-hmm.
At least? Okay, that's good.
Yep. Have a granola bar, make yourself some cereal. Leave me alone.
That's awesome.
It's kind of my parenting mantra. Leave me alone.
Okay, so they sleep in a little bit, take care of themselves, and then what do you do for the rest of the day?
Well, it just depends. Since I work from home, I get up in the morning and I work out before anybody gets up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I work for a couple of hours. And then once everybody kind of gets up and moving, some days we just hang out at home, watch TV. I make them go outside. Some days we go swimming. We go swim to the water park, go to the museum. We've got memberships at some of the local museums.
Oh, fancy.
Play dates. So things like that. But I really like to just kind of hang out and not do a lot of formal activities.
Nothing wrong with that.
Because I think we spend so much time so early on forcing our kids to what I call declare a major. So Sydney is playing soccer now and she's good. She's really good. She is a kid who is naturally athletic, but she likes a lot of different things.
Like?
She dances. Mm-hmm. She's in choir. She does Girl Scouts. She, you know, she wants to do other things. She wants to play different sports, which I think is awesome.
That makes sense.
And she's been playing on the same team, the same soccer team for 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And she's getting really good. And now everybody's like, well, is she going to play academy? Are y'all thinking about going club? She's 9.
Let her have fun with it.
My sister played club soccer, but she didn't start until like 8th or 9th grade.
Okay.
And I just think especially if you go club, then that's a year long commitment. And you play soccer all year long and you practice when you're not in the middle of a season and you go to tournaments and you travel. And
that takes the fun out of it, doesn't it?
I think it does.
It's uber competitive at that point. And if you make a mistake, then you're getting yelled at and chewed out and I don't think that would be fun.
But then and you don't get to do anything else.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we're already at the point where she may have to skip a friend's birthday party because she has a soccer game. Or she has to miss out on one activity because she has another one scheduled. I just think we're forcing our kids to focus on one thing and then they don't get to try all of the other things.
But then if they are trying all of the other things, then it's one of those things where you're exhausting your kid because they do have so many things going on.
Yeah.
So there's not really a honest balance to things.
Well, I think, though, if you do season by season.
Okay, yeah.
So Miles just finished playing soccer. This summer he's going to play basketball. It's, you know, 8 weeks. One
no
practice
deal.
A week. Yeah.
Okay.
And then in the fall he may decide he wants to play football. He definitely wants to play soccer again, and I'm fine with that. But I want him to try other things as well so that if he gets tired of soccer or he gets burned out, he has somewhere else to go.
Something to fall back on.
Exactly. And that's how I feel like with Sydney. She takes dance. She loves it. She's pretty good. She'd probably be a lot better if she was taking 6 hours of dance a week.
No, that's too much.
But kids are doing that.
That's too much. That's burnout status.
I mean, I know kids who are taking 10, 12 hours of dance a week.
Why?
Because they love it. And
on top of school?
Yeah.
And, okay, no, that's too much. That's too much. I feel bad for kids. I feel like finding a balance is a really hard thing.
It is.
Because you go from being the uber competitive soccer player person, or you are the person doing 27 things at one time,
mm-hmm.
or maybe you're the person that does nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I was that kid that did a whole lot of nothing for mm-hmm. the most part. I didn't play sports until I got a little bit older. I didn't do much of anything. But now, I mean, even when I was in the relationship where we had kids,
mm-hmm.
cheer. And it was cheer where there are four-year-olds. So, you
yes.
know, it's nothing major. And they still practiced 4 days a week, at least 4 days a week. And they had games on Saturdays. And they had a pep rally on Thursdays. And it was just exhausting. And that was just for, like, little kid cheer. I don't understand how anybody can commit to one thing,
yep.
much less spread themselves so thin doing more than one.
I have friends whose kids are in competitive cheer. I have a friend who lives, I swear she drives an hour every day to take her daughter to cheer practice.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I don't even want to drive 10 minutes down the street to go to take my kid to practice. You think yeah. I'm driving an hour each way?
No, I couldn't do it.
I mean, isn't there a gym closer?
You would think.
It's
but
just
not good enough for their kid.
It's just too much.
Yeah, it is.
And then what happens if your kid is so committed to this one thing and then they get injured?
They're screwed.
And then they've put all their time and energy into this one thing. And now what are they going to do?
And that's, you know, it's a kind of a precursor to why adulting is so scary.
Mm-hmm.
Because you go to college. I mean, people choose to go to college and they spend tens of thousands of dollars trying to devote themselves to this one thing that they think that they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pray that in the end it pays off.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't always. I know my sister got her criminal justice degree and she has yet to find a job that is fitting to that degree or that major. And so she's thinking about becoming a teacher, which means more school at this point. You know, it's scary to kind of nail yourself down to that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I say that and that's exactly what I've done.
I have a Spanish degree,
mm-hmm.
completely unused.
But that could be really useful.
Except I don't speak Spanish.
You don't?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I can understand it and I can read it, but I don't speak it because I don't have the opportunity. So when you're in college, the conversation classes are like the first 2 years and then it's all history and literature.
Mm.
And I thought I wanted to teach Spanish. And then I graduated and didn't teach and didn't. I was working retail. And then I went into the financial world. And then I went into radio. And now I do social media.
So definitely not doing anything to use that Spanish degree.
Nope, not at all.
See, I kept it smart. I think my education choice at the time didn't make me seem that smart. But now looking back, I'm a genius. Because I did 2 years, I did 4 years of community college.
Mm-hmm.
I got my 2-year degree. Kept it general. Associates in the arts. I can do anything artsy now. I can become an artist. I can paint things. I can draw things.
You can write children's books.
I have done that. Duh. So anything with the arts, I am covered under. And I feel like I save myself so much money because community college is not that expensive.
Right.
And I kind of feel like maybe it's a bad message to tell kids, don't go to college. But come on. How much of your college stuff is actually going to be useful?
I think the life lessons in college are more useful than the actual education.
Really?
Yeah.
Only if you go live on campus or something, though.
That's true.
Probably.
Yeah.
Which they didn't offer that at community college, so I did not have that experience. I can't speak to it.
Oh, see, I lived on campus my entire college career, and it was awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I did live in a dorm when I was in high school. I went to debate camp.
Ooh.
For a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in a dorm with, I don't remember how many other people.
And how was that?
It was awesome. Debate camp? Are you kidding? It was awesome. I met so many boys, did so many unspeakable things with other debaters. Gosh, debate camp.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's probably a good thing I will not be having any kids. I'm sitting here saying, don't go to college. Be terrified of mosquitoes. Wash your hands 37 times a day. I would have the most wreck of a child ever if I was to give birth to a spawn. So I'm not going to do that. You're welcome.
Sure. Thanks. I'll let you practice on mine.
No, don't do that. You think Jude's bad now? Wait till I get my hands on him.
What I don't need is more OCD-ness in my house.
Be sure you check out our Facebook page at The Stuff Podcast. And coming up next week on Stuff with Shannon, I sit down with my significant other and we do a very interesting relationship quiz. It's not like what's your favorite color and what's your favorite food. This quiz could decide whether or not we're truly compatible. So make sure you check it out on next week's episode of Stuff with Shannon.
Hasta la vista, baby.